Space elevators. One severe objection to many of these rocket designs is that they are so mammoth and heavy that they could never be built on the Earth. That is why some scientists have proposed building them in outer space, where weightlessness would make it possible for astronauts to lift impossibly heavy objects with ease. But critics today point out the prohibitive costs of assembly in outer space. The International Space Station, for example, will require upwards of 100 launches of shuttle missions for complete assembly, and costs have escalated to $100 billion. It is the most expensive scientific project in history. Building an interstellar space sail or ramjet scoop in outer space would cost many times that amount. But as science fiction writer Robert Heinlein was fond of saying, if you can make it to 160 kilometers above the Earth, you're halfway to anywhere in the solar system. That is because the first 160 kilometers of any launch, when the rocket is struggling to escape the Earth's gravity, cost by far the most. After that, a rocket ship can almost coast to Pluto and beyond. One way to reduce costs drastically in the future would be to develop a space elevator. The idea of climbing a rope to heaven is an old one, for example, as in the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk. But it might become a reality if the rope could be sent far into space. Then the centrifugal force of the Earth's rotation would be enough to nullify the force of gravity, so the rope would never fall. The rope would magically rise vertically into the air and disappear into the clouds. Think of a ball spinning on a string. The ball seems to defy gravity because the centrifugal force pushes it away from the center of rotation. In the same way, a very long rope would be suspended in air because of the spinning of the Earth. Nothing would be needed to hold up the rope except the spin of the Earth. A person could theoretically climb the rope and ascend into space. We sometimes give the undergraduates taking physics courses at City University of New York the problem of calculating the tension on such a rope. It is easy to show that the tension on the rope would be enough to snap even a steel cable, which is why building a space elevator has long been considered to be impossible. The first scientist to seriously study the space elevator was Russian visionary scientist Konstantin Tsiolkovsky. In 1895, inspired by the Eiffel Tower, he envisioned a tower that would ascend into space, connecting the Earth to a celestial castle in space. It would be built bottom-up, starting on Earth, and engineers would slowly extend the space elevator to the heavens. In 1957, Russian scientist Yuri Artsutanov proposed a new solution, that the space elevator be built in reverse order, top-down, starting from outer space. He envisioned a satellite in a geostationary orbit 36,000 miles in space, where it would appear to be stationary, and from which one would drop a cable down to Earth. Then the cable would be anchored to the ground. But the tether for a space elevator would have to be able to withstand roughly 60 to 100 gigapascals, GPa, of tension. Steel breaks at about 2 GPa, making the idea beyond reach. The idea of a space elevator reached a much wider audience with the publication of Arthur C. Clarke's 1979 novel, The Fountains of Paradise, and Robert Heinlein's 1982 novel, Friday. But without any further progress, the idea languished. The equation changed significantly when carbon nanotubes were developed by chemists. Interest was suddenly sparked by the work of Sumio Ijima of Nippon Electric in 1991, although evidence for carbon nanotubes actually dates back to the 1950s, a fact that was ignored at the time. Remarkably, nanotubes are much stronger than steel cables, but also much lighter. In fact, they exceed the strength necessary to maintain a space elevator. Scientists believe a carbon nanotube fiber could withstand 120 GPa of pressure, which is comfortably above the breaking point. This discovery has rekindled attempts to create a space elevator. In 1999, a NASA study gave serious consideration to the space elevator, envisioning a ribbon about 1 meter wide and about 47,000 kilometers long, capable of transporting about 15 tons of payload into Earth's orbit. such a space elevator, could change the economics of space travel overnight. The cost could be reduced by a factor of 10,000, an astonishing revolutionary change.